Today on Excellent Leadership with Sam Adeyemi.
Read your Bible. There's no one that was given an instruction that resulted in a miracle in the Bible and the instruction was complex. None. If it is Christ, it will be simple. Simplicity in Christ. We're reading from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Let's go. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Amen. I titled it Battle Strategies. Battle Strategies. And you know, it's interesting. Yesterday, Pastor Nick saw something on WhatsApp and read it out to me. And I laughed and almost fell out of the chair. And it was the story of a wedding ceremony, where the pastor asked if anyone knows any reason why this couple, this man and this woman may not be joined in holy matrimony, you speak up now. And the whole church went silent. And then a lady stood up from the back and began to walk towards the front with a baby in her hand. I think at first it seemed like maybe she was coming to find a seat or look for someone, but she went past the seats and approached the pastor and the couple. The bride just fainted. So the pastor asked the lady, "Ma, what do you have to say?" She said, "We're not hearing you at the back." I mean, I laughed because I didn't know where the story was going to end. You know, it wasn't what I was expecting. So Pastor Nick said to me, "That lady, just imagine, she could die, the bride. She could faint like that and not come back." So she said, and she would have died on what was not true, what was not real. She could have shown up in heaven. And they would say, "Well, welcome, but you were not supposed to come here yet. Look back down there. It wasn't what you thought." Worse still, she would stay up there and eventually watch the guy get another babe and do the wedding. So I just remembered that someone said, "Fear is an acronym for false evidence appearing real." See, as humorous as that story sounds, that is the joke that Satan plays on people daily. Daily. And it works. So, our battle strategy is know your enemy. know your enemy. There's a reason why intelligence is a major part of warfare. There's a department in the military that they call military intelligence. And everybody knows the department is full of spies. Am I right? When you fight a battle and the enemy springs surprises on you consistently, they say it's the result of failure of intelligence. Failure of intelligence. You need to know your enemy. You cannot even afford to run on assumptions, because assumptions will make you to either underestimate or overestimate the enemy. Both are disastrous in their consequences. So, know your enemy. And I find these days that many people are confused about who their enemy is. And I'm talking about spiritual warfare now. I'm talking about the fight that we Christians are in. A lot of people are confused about their enemies, and that is an indication that Satan's strategy is working. Because your real enemy is the devil. It's Satan. The passage that we read said, be sober, be vigilant, 1 Peter 5:8, because your adversary, who? The devil. That's your adversary. That's the only person the Bible names as your enemy. Anything outside of that is addition. Anything outside of that is addition. It may be a product of your culture, maybe a product of your experience, but I stand to say that the most reliable source of information on Satan, your enemy, is God, not your experience. Because I've heard people say with passion, and I'm talking about Christians, you know, when you are trying to just keep simply to what the Bible said, they say, eh. It's the person that has experienced it that knows it. Nonsense your experience if you take it, if it's superior to the word of God. If it's contrary to God's word, your experience is a lie. Paul the Apostle said, anything, if anybody shows up and teaches you any other gospel that is contrary to the truth you've been taught, he said, let the person be accursed. That's how serious it is. The truest source of information about Satan is God, because God created him. God knows him true and true. The most reliable place where you will find information about Satan on this planet is the Bible. Not circumstances, because the person you are dealing with is a trickster, a liar, a deceiver. And what you have to accept is that deception is part of military strategy. Deception is part of battle strategy. Have you heard the word ambush before? Yes. And it occurred several times in the Bible. In the Old Testament, in those days when they used to fight wars. And you need to understand, fighting wars then was a major strategy for building your economy. So you would find many of those instances, or several of those instances, where an army would attack a city. The fighters or the soldiers in the city would come out to fight. The attacking army would run away. And while they were busy pursuing the enemy, some two camps will arise from two sides, enter the city and burn it. The smoke that will go up will be the sign to the first team that ran away that they had entered the city. Then the army or the soldier from the city, some of them would look back, see the smoke, and they will realize what has happened. The enemy is both in front and at the back. They will be caught in the middle. The battalion that ran away will turn back. And then they fight them from both sides. That's an ambush. That was deception. Right? Permitted.
God wants you to live a victorious life daily. Discover practical biblical teachings to walking in victory in Christ. We'll show you how to discover the greatest news for victory. Keys to walking in victory daily. From victim to victor. Benefits of the resurrection. And understanding the role of the Holy Spirit to victory every day and much more. For a love gift of $35 or more, we will send you a copy of this audio CD series. So call the number on your screen now or go to samadayemi.net or download the app to access this sermon series. Call now 1-866-608-7782 or go to samadayemi.net. Start your journey to victory and receive this life-changing series today.
I pray God connects me to a mentor, world-class mentor, Dr. Oyedepo. I get unusual access. So unusual that I'm wondering myself, what did he see in me? It could only have been spiritual. Because he had too many sons to bother about. And I got the access. God gave it to me. Let me describe it to you. Purely supernatural in the sense that, it was just weeks before we would start this. Pastor Nike was attending a course in their Bible school. I was at home. She would have to leave very early because they would start very early. And I'm praying Monday morning. And I'm praying, and then I see like a video clip, in my imagination. While I'm praying, she's trying to come out of a door at the Bible Institute, and he is trying to go in, and she steps aside, and then he asks of me and sends for me. Now, it was so far-fetched. Because on a normal day, he would not even recognize her. We had not met that often. I don't think he had met her at that point in time. I had met him before. So, it was so far-fetched in my mind that I thought it was my imagination. I must confess. So, I didn't even tell her. Wednesday evening, she comes back from school and says, guess whom I met today? I said, who? I met Bishop. I said, yeah. She was trying to come out of the office of the registrar. He was trying to go in, and she stepped aside. And he stopped and said, thank you. May I know you? He said, I'm the wife of your son, Pastor Savadev. He said, Then he mentioned the name of our former church, and she said, no, he's left. Why? God bless her forever. She said, sir, he's been trying to see you. He would like to see you to explain it. He just turned to his PA, tell him to see me on Friday. Pastor Adeyemi is coming on Friday. Make sure he sees me. The rest is history. History. Some people don't understand how, so you just be struggling. There's a spiritual route to it. Anyway, that's not my story. The point is that I got the access. And then what did I make of it? Because I would ask him questions. The things he would tell me. They were too unrealistic. At that point in time, our church was very young. Our church was very small. Our finances, thank you, Jesus. Should I give you an example? We started the church in November. December, our daughter was going to be 1 year old. First year birthday. We wanted to celebrate first year birthday and had no idea where to get the money from. Birthday for a 1 year old child. But then Pastor Nike drew up the budget. It was 9,000 naira. And we had no idea where to get the money from. Just to give you an idea. Anyway, God took care of that one. Because we just ended the service the Sunday before the birthday. And this lady, and our church used to be four floors up. You know. And this lady was running up the steps and said, "I don't attend your church, but I've heard you on radio before. I went to church today, but the Spirit of God told me that after leaving our church, I should come here straight and give you this money." She gave me an envelope. And I got home, counted it. It was 10,000. The 9,000 plus the tithe. God took care of that. So to give you a perspective of where we were. And then Bishop would say things to me and I was struggling in my mind. See, he asked me, "Have you been to the U.S. before?" I said, "No." "Have you been to the U.K.?" I said, "No." "Why?" I said, "I've had running battles with those embassies. I'm on break." And he says, "By the way, what are you going to look for then?" I say, "Is it the money? Dollars? Pound sterling?" "I get them here. Sit down with your job. Anything you are looking for will come and meet you where you are. If you do what God told you to do." So you are saying, "Hmm, hmm." That's how I was saying, "Hmm, hmm." When I left the place and had time now to rationalize, I just shook my head. Because, you see, I was getting invitations quite a lot from some churches out there. And I knew if I went out, I got some pound sterling, got some dollars, came back, I knew the exchange rate with the naira. I knew what I would translate to in our house. Now, my mentor said, "Don't go anywhere. Sit down." When I rationalized it, I said, "Okay. So that's how it works, right?" So he's traveled so much, he's tired of traveling. Decided to sit down, and he's telling me to sit down. He's talking to the wrong person. "I will go. I will go as often as I can. I will collect all the blessings that God gives me financially. When I'm tired of traveling, I will sit down. Then I will tell younger ministers, sit down with your job."
Hello, dear friend and partner. Here in Sam Adeyemi Ministries, we believe that there is power in God's word. So when we teach, we believe that there is healing, there is deliverance, there is favor, there are breakthroughs. We just want to ask, share your testimony with us and with others. Put it in writing or record a short video, about 60 seconds. Your testimony is someone else's prophecy. We pray here all the time. We teach God's word, and when God speaks, things happen. So please, record your testimony in writing or video. Send it to info@samadeyemi.net. Thank you for helping to spread God's word.
Read your Bible. There's no one that was given an instruction that resulted in a miracle in the Bible, and the instruction was complex. None. If it is Christ, it will be simple. Simplicity in Christ. I must stop. I tell you, one of the major deceptions that is working for Satan now is to get you to believe that your enemy is another human being. It's working. And it is master deception. Master deception. The only person identified as your adversary, your enemy in the Bible, is Satan. Yes, he can instigate people to do things. But other human beings are never your problem. When Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, to kill, to destroy, it was the devil he was referring to. So it's gotten so bad now, it's not only human beings anymore. Every insect and every animal now is the devil. It's the enemy. You will just live your life paralyzed by fear. Because when you focus on the real person and you now come to the Bible to know who he is, on the cross, Jesus finished him perfectly. 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 Finished his power over you. Perfectly. The rest is manifestation. And that manifestation is built on your faith. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. It's not that we are going to be victorious. We were, so we are. We were, so we are. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that having unmasked the enemy a little bit, the Spirit of God will take it further for you.
Amen.
Every lie of Satan in your life will be exposed.
Amen.
By the light of the revelation of God's word.
Amen.
Jesus said, and these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. So I knew my relationship with Satan many years ago. I will never be the one that is being cast out. I am the one that is casting out. Romans 16:20, and the God of peace shall soon crush Satan under your feet. I said, okay, so I recognize where Satan is, under my feet. It is the crushing process that is left. But he's under my feet. We're not equals. I'm not Satan's mate. He was finished many years ago. The centurion said, for I have soldiers under me. He said, I'm a man under authority and I have soldiers where? Under me. And I said to this one, go. That's what you do to someone who is under you. So my business with Satan is go. And they shall cast out devils. I will never be afraid of Satan again the rest of my life. Part of his deception is to make you believe that he is big. I grew up hearing our local dialect. Satan is powerful. That is complete nonsense. It's not in the Bible. Where did you find it in your Bible? And you carried it over into Christianity. God made a promise even in the Old Testament. Except my covenant with day and night can be broken. He said my covenant with David will never be broken. How many people can dare make a claim like that? If you wake up and there's no day and no night, know that day that my power is not working anymore. And since that day, Satan has not been powerful enough to stop this earth, this ball that is hanging on nothing from rotating on its axis. His power has limits and it thrives on ignorance. First Corinthians 2:11. Lest Satan should take an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So the cure for deception is wisdom. The cure for deception is knowledge and wisdom. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that God will open up the word to you.
Yeah.
Every lie that has served as a foundation for the sustenance of anything wrong or satanic activities in your life, that lie collapses.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
I declare that heaven gives you a revelation of who you are in Christ.
Amen.
Whatever is running people down outside loses control over your own life. Curses walk through people's minds. It says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Every spell cast on this continent that is sustaining poverty is broken over your own minds. Every spell, every lie, every idea that is sustaining underdevelopment, backwardness, and living a small life, that spell is broken!
God wants you to live a victorious life daily. Discover practical biblical teachings to walking in victory in Christ. We'll show you how to discover the greatest news for victory. Keys to walking in victory daily. From victim to victor. Benefits of the resurrection. And understanding the role of the Holy Spirit to victory every day, and much more. For a love gift of $35 or more, we will send you a copy of this audio CD series. So call the number on your screen now, or go to samadayemi.net, or download the app to access this sermon series. Call now, 1-866-608-7782, or go to samadayemi.net. Start your journey to victory, and receive this life-changing series today.
Hello, dear friend and partner. Here in Sam Adeyemi Ministries, we believe that there is power in God's Word. So when we teach, we believe that there is healing, there is deliverance, there is favor, there are breakthroughs. We just want to ask, share your testimony with us and with others. Put it in writing or record a short video, about 60 seconds. Your testimony is someone else's prophecy. We pray here all the time. We teach God's word, and when God speaks, things happen. So please, record your testimony in writing or video. Send it to info@samadayemi.net. Thank you for helping to spread God's word.